Chapter 15. Agnes came to visit Dr. Strong for 2 weeks with Mr. Wickfield. Uriah Heep came along too with Mrs. Heep. I went to visit Dr. Strong when they were there, and Uriah told me he didn't like Annie. She is good friends with Agnes. She thinks I am not worth noticing. Jack Maldon thinks that too, he said. I thought about how Jack was trying to steal Annie from Dr. Strong, but I didn't say anything to Uriah Heep. I will not let anyone get in my way, Uriah said. I didn't know what he was going to do, but I didn't think about it and took Agnes to meet Dora. When we got there, Dora didn't want to come out. It took a long time before she did, and then Agnes hugged Dora. They were good friends after that. I was happy they liked each other. Her aunt liked Agnes as well. Agnes told me that this was her last trip to London, as she had to stay in Canterbury and look after her father. She promised to write to Dora. When I took Agnes back to Dr. Strong's house and saw a light on in the study, I found Uriah Heep in the study with Dr. Strong and Mr. Wickfield. I will keep it a secret, Uriah Heep told Dr. Strong. Uriah thought Jack and Danny were having an affair. He tried to get Mr. Wickfield to say that they were too. Uriah was trying to control the doctor as well. I don't believe it. I just wanted to make Annie happy by giving her cousin a job, Dr. Strong said. Dr. Strong decided that Annie could do what she liked and he would leave society. I hated Uriah so much that I hit him when Dr. Strong left the room. I don't want anything to do with you, I said to him, and then walked out of the house. But Uriah followed me. He pretended nothing had happened. Dr. Strong told me that I shouldn't say anything about Uriah Heep, Annie, and Jack to him. Annie was more happy than before, but Dr. Strong was just as kind to her as ever. I told Betsy about everything. The only person who made things any better was Mr. Dick. He went for walks with Dr. Strong. He was glad his friend was in London. He helped Annie with the garden as well. Betsy was very proud of Mr. Dick. Mrs. Micawber sent me a letter asking for my help. She was scared because Mr. Micawber was keeping secrets from her. I was now 21. I was writing for a newspaper about the government. Traddles was a lawyer. I started writing stories as well. Betsy sold her house and bought a house in London, and I bought a house because Dora and I were now getting married. Dan hadn't found Emily yet. He kept looking, and sometimes I saw him in London, but he didn't stop to talk to me. Dora liked our house. Everyone came to the wedding. It was the best day of my life. Being married to Dora was very strange. She was there all the time, and it was nice coming home from work and seeing her. Our first servant was bad, which made Dora and me fall out. I asked Betsy for help, but she said, "I can't. You need to sort this out." Traddles came over for dinner and helped to put things right. Dora tried to learn to look after the house. When I was writing, Dora came and sat with me. She just wanted to be near me. I was living close to Dr. Strong now, so I saw him all the time. Mrs. Markleham was living with him and Annie. She always wanted to go out and made Dr. Strong feel bad about Annie being in the house so that she could. Dora and Betsy went out with Annie and Mrs. Markleham. Betsy didn't like Mrs. Markleham. Mr. Dick came to see me to talk about Dr. Strong. There is a secret. That is the problem, he told me. He promised to fix everything between Annie and Dr. Strong. Betsy and I went to see Dr. Strong. He was writing his will. Mrs. Markleham told everyone that Dr. Strong was leaving everything to Annie. Mr. Dick was there too. Annie and Dr. Strong made up. Mrs. Markleham kept trying to say something, but Annie told her to be quiet. Annie said, I was worried that you were rich and I was poor. I am not in love with Jack. I love you, she said. It was all because Mr. Dick had sorted things out. Betsy went up to Mr. Dick and hugged him. It had been a year since I got married. I was worried that I had made a mistake marrying Dora. I was walking home from work, and I walked past Steerforth's house. Miss Dartle was there. She wanted to talk to me. Has Dan found Emily? She ran away from Steerforth. Do you want to know where she is? She asked. Yes, I said. Steerforth's servant came in and told me all about what happened with Steerforth and Emily. Steerforth tried to get her to marry his servant. Emily was very angry and tried to kill him. Then she ran away. Miss Dartle was happy to think that Emily was dead. Steerforth's servant went to tell Steerforth what had happened and lost his job. He came to London to tell Mrs. Steerforth what had happened and find a new job. I went to find Dan to tell him what I had found out. I thought Emily might be with Martha Endall in London. Martha didn't know where Emily was, but she promised to find her for us. I went home and walked past Betsy's house. There was a man outside asking for money. He took money from Betsy, and I asked her what was going on. Betsy said that it was her husband. He stole most of her money and ran away. He was why Betsy hated boys. I had been married for a year and a half, and I had given up trying to teach Dora anything. She was getting weaker. She had a baby, but it died. She couldn't walk anymore. So Betsy looked after her. If Dora wanted to come downstairs, I had to carry her. I was worried because of how light she was when I carried her. I started writing a book.